Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
But Thanksgiving today is actually what All Saints Day is actually all about. It's Thanksgiving. Those who have died in faith are with Jesus. Our hope is that when we die, that our Lord will keep his promises to us, and we know he will, and we will go home to be with him. No sickness, no sadness, no sorrow, no COVID, no continual changing of life. A body that's perfect and at rest with Jesus. That's worth giving our Lord thanks for. All Saints Day is the day when we think about those things, when we give our Lord thanks for those who have died in faith, have finished their labors, and are now resting with him. And that's our hope as well. All of the readings for today, as we look at the Revelation reading and the 1 John reading and the Gospel reading, the Beatitudes, they all point us to this tremendous hope that we have in Jesus keeping his promises for us. A number of years ago when my family, we were all gathered for the Thanksgiving at the end of November, and as we were sitting around the table, someone said that before we should eat, everyone should talk about what they truly are thankful for. A tradition that many families have. And as we were sitting there going around the table, the comments were what you would expect. Health and family, spouse and kids, a good job, a good harvest, good weather, all of those things. There were a couple that were thankful for football and a couple that were thankful for the day off and the great meal. But as we look at all of those things that we were thankful for, they were all temporal things. They were all things of our world, of our life right now that we would enjoy. When we talk about Thanksgiving today, we take it out of the temporal and we look at a much bigger picture. Thanksgiving for eternal life. Thanksgiving for Jesus coming to earth and being the one that has taken away the curse of sin and death and promised you, dear saints, that your home is waiting for you with Christ in heaven, with all of those who have died in faith who have gone before us. St. John says this in the second reading for today. See what kind of love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. We take that long-suffering love that God has for all of humanity. We take that for granted almost all the time. Can you imagine if you were a student in school and you just decided that you weren't going to go, that you were going to be late every day, that you weren't going to turn in your homework? How would that work for you? Could you expect to go on to the next grade? Could you expect to still be in school if you refused to follow the rules? How about if you were calling into your boss repeatedly saying, you know, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it today. The weather's really good, I'd rather go fishing. Or I slept in this morning because I was really tired. I don't think I'm coming in the rest of the day. What would happen if you called human resources and you began every time you called them to make excuses for your terrible behavior? And then you blamed it on your coworkers or on the organization or even on your boss. How long would you be employed? How about admitting to your spouse every single day that you have been unfaithful to them? How long do you think that marriage relationship would last? And yet, we gather here Sunday after Sunday in our own prayers before our Father. We pray that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, that we are guilty of all of those things against him. And we have done our own thing and gone our own way. And God doesn't say, that's it. He doesn't flunk us. He doesn't fire us. He doesn't divorce us. He sends Jesus to die for us. puts his own dear son on the cross to take away all of our sins so that when God looks at us, he sees holy and righteous. He gives us his spirit so that you and I now might recognize our sin and beg our Savior for forgiveness with the absolute hope that one day, when we close our eyes on this earth, we will open them and we will see Jesus face to face with these eyes. That's the hope that we have. That's what All Saints Day reminds us of. Not only the saints that are there, but our hope today for you and me that our Savior has forgiven us and that we live as his dearly loved children. Looking at us, and then the perfect love of God to us through Jesus Christ, it really drives us back to Thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for being so gracious to us and loving us and giving us eternal hope today and every day because of what Jesus has done to us. The gracious love of God that he has shown to us gives us great hope, not only when we recognize our sins, but also in those times of great suffering. A little over a week ago, I was visiting with a retired pastor, and retired pastors have a tendency when they need something to do to go to work for the funeral home. And that's what he did. So he hears and goes to a lot of funerals. So I asked him, what kind of things do you hear at a funeral? What kind of things do pastors preach about generally? And he said, most of the time it's about remembering. Remembering all of those things that went on in that loved one's life. Remember how Martha continued to make that same red jello with the oranges in it at the potluck? Remember how Bill loved to fish? Remember how Joe loved his family? And the sermon goes on and on about remembering the person that's gone. Trying to bring up those happy, those joyful memories that you have with that person. But at the end of that, if all we do is remember what happened in the past, what hope does that give us? That person that we're remembering has died. And if all they have was the life of the past, what hope is that for them? And what hope is that for us? If all of the comfort is in what has happened, there is no comfort at all. Focusing on the past life of your loved one is no hope. When we gather at a Christian funeral, you might notice that we generally don't have the eulogy as part of the funeral service because the eulogy focuses on the past, on the memories of that person. When we gather here for a funeral, we give our Lord thanks that he died on the cross and gave faith to that person, and that today, in the midst of this sorrow and mourning, there is hope and there is thanksgiving. Because of Jesus on the cross and the gift of faith that he gave to our dearly departed loved one through baptism, they now rest with Jesus. And that, my friends, is hope. Not hope on the past, but a continual living hope that they are now free from all the things that afflicted them on the earth, that they wait with Jesus for the day when he will come upon the earth and their body will be raised again. Hope for us that we too one day will go to be with our Jesus, unless we are lucky enough that our Lord comes and stands upon the earth again and takes us home without having to go through death. Thanksgiving. That's what All Saints Day is about. Thanksgiving for our Lord coming into our world and forgiving our sins. Thanksgiving for the hope that he has given to us right now, a sure and certain living hope. That in the midst of our mourning and our grief, our Savior lives. And those who die in faith go to rest with him. And one day soon, we will see them. The love that God calls us to, when he calls us to be his dearly loved children, does not end at death. Listen to the hope that St. Matthew records in the gospel reading for today, in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. It is the tradition of most Christian churches that on All Saints' Day, we remember in the prayers those who have died in faith over the last year. And as we do this, this isn't to bring us back to that grief and point us to our loss. It's to remind us of the hope that we have. That person whose life has ended here on earth now resides with Christ, waiting and resting in Jesus for the end of time when Christ will come back and body and soul will be united again. This morning, as we hear those names in the prayers again, it draws us back to Easter. It draws us back to this great hope that we have. Christ is risen. And the saints that have gone before us are resting with their risen Christ, seeing Easter firsthand, if you will. That gives us hope and thanksgiving. We know through the scriptures how things will be when our bodies stop functioning here on earth. They will be laid to rest in peace. Our graves, holy places of rest, because of Christ who went to the grave first and hallowed his grave by his death and resurrection, so that now when the believer dies, their body is laid to rest in that place in peace, waiting for the day when Christ steps upon the earth and calls all the dead back to life again. The body waits, if we can say it, in joyful expectation for the day that Christ steps again upon the earth. The faithful that trusted in Christ and his promises will rise to eternal life, perfect, sinless bodies reunited with soul that was resting in Jesus and now live in a new, sinless, perfect, holy world. For the non-believers, there is no hope. The non-believers will be raised as well, their body raised, their soul reunited, but no joy and no hope. For the unbelievers, they will be cast away from Christ to the place that was originally created only for Satan and his evil demons. They will be cast into hell. And there, with their bodies, they will have no hope. They will be tortured by the flames that will burn them eternally, separated from Christ in all hopelessness. That's the reality for those who do not know the good news, who do not live in the hope and promise of Christ. Thank you, dear Father, that even though we mourn and when we mourn, we have hope, because those who die in faith rise to be with him. No more sickness, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more death, only joy and peace. And that gives us thanksgiving. Last Sunday, after church, I called back home and I was talking to Dad and I asked him what was new, and he told me my aunt had died. We didn't know that she'd been sick. It was rather sudden. And that's a little hard to take, news like that so quickly. And when I found out, Dad was quiet and I was quiet. And then I began to think about life after this earth. Life after cancer. Life after a body that's old and hurts. Life with Christ and hope and promise. And that brings joy. Vaughn and I were talking about this last week, and she asked me a serious question. She said, "This is serious. I need your answer." She said, Is my aunt now sitting with my mom catching up with all the things that they hadn't talked about, or is she praising the Lamb sitting on the center of the throne? That's a really good question, and we ask that a lot. The scripture does not talk about heaven in its fullness. It doesn't give us complete answers to that, but it does tell us this. We know from God's word that for now, my aunt's body is resting in the grave, waiting for the time for Christ to come back. We know that her soul is now resting with Christ. No cancer, no suffering, no pain, no death ever to afflict her again. She is resting at peace with the resurrected Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And when Christ comes again at the end, at the consummation of the age, he will call all of the dead and the non-believers back to life. All of those who have died in saving faith with Jesus, their bodies will be raised, sinless, perfect, resurrected bodies, sold together in the new heaven and the new earth. And my aunt and my mom and all of those friends and relatives of yours and mine who have died in faith will be raised again in their bodies back together, and we will know them. We will not know our husbands and our wives in the same way that we know them now, because we're told through the scriptures that there'll be no marriage or given in marriage, but we will know them. And we will know all of those saints who are in heaven. Can you imagine having a conversation with Elijah or Moses or someone who has died in faith that you've studied and learned about all your life? We will know them, and they will know us. All Saints' Day is really about two things. It's about hope, and it's about thanksgiving. And both of those things are centered in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. We're reminded that each Sunday when we gather here, not only hearing the good news of Christ risen from the dead, but we are reminded of that in a very specific way when we gather for Holy Communion right here. Our communion rail is made in a semicircle for a very specific reason. When we gather at the communion rail, it is thought that as we gathered here, that the saints in eternity gather with us. We here in this time gather at this semicircle. And when we receive the very body and blood of Christ, the saints that are in heaven continue this circle in heaven, in eternity. We talk about that in the proper preface right at the end, right before we receive the body and blood. We pray the proper preface and then we say, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, holy, holy, holy. You see, we're reminded of All Saints' Day every single time we step to the altar rail, that this circle continues in eternity. And there the saints who have gone before us are worshiping the Lamb, and we on this side in faith, and they on their side in reality. And that is hope, my friends. Eternal hope for you. That one day soon, when Christ comes again upon the earth, all of us who live in faith now will be joined with those who have died in faith, and we will see the Lamb with our own eyes, just as Job says. No more suffering, no more pain, no more crying, no more disease, and no more death. All because of the victory of Jesus for you. His life, his death, his resurrection, all for you, for your holiness and forgiveness. And especially for your hope. And that leads us to only one thing. Thanksgiving. We pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have made us holy and righteous through the blood of your dear Son. While we wait for the day when we see you face to face, give us strength for the battles and peace in the insecurity of this life. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. And now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.